Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. It's a new year. It's a new chapter, and it's a new you. 365 days, 12 months, 8,760 hours, and 525,600 minutes have gone by. What's going to happen to you in this next new chapter? What do you want to see happen? What do you want to happen in your life? What do you want to augment? What do you want to change? I think that this is a clean slate. We're able to decide what we want, to make changes to the current situations that are no longer working for us, to find solace, to find positivity, to create, to find that connection. And in today's show, I've come up with a concept that you can use in your day-to-day life and something you can remember all the time to make your life easier, happier, more joy-filled, and be able to connect with yourself on a day-to-day level. It's interesting because I've thought about all the different things that we want to have every day, all day. And then I thought about just getting to the core of what really matters. What we really value. What value really is. And I think that many of us think about, you know, what do we value? What is value? And if we look at the definition of value, the regard that something is held to deserve, the importance, the worth, or usefulness of something. A person's principles or standards of behavior, one's judgment on what is important in their life. And I find that that is interesting, the definition of what value is. And on today's show, I've come up with an idea of what value could be for you in this new time, this new chapter, this new time for you. Value. Value stands for values, awareness, love, understanding, and expression. And when I talk about values in particular, that starts with our V here in value. We're looking at our actual real values, those values that we live our life by, the things that we stand for, the things that we want to live by. We look at about our concept of friendships and relationships and how we live in those relationships and how we deal with those situations and how we represent. And I think that our values are so important. And when I work with clients on their values, what their core values truly are, we have to really do a lot of exploration into what those values are. And let me give you some examples of some values that might be something that you want to implement, or maybe some idea, some you've already wanted to implement this, but it hasn't been consistent. Independence is a great value when we're independent. But what is independence really? Well, independence, I think, is kind of sectioned into different value, right? It's independence of thought, independent of action, independence of emotion. Independent thought, you're allowed to have your own thought, right? You're allowed to have your own thoughts. Like, nobody's controlling your thoughts or telling you how you can or can't think. What about independence of emotion? You're allowed to feel how you feel. Someone cannot make fun of your feelings, you know. A lot of times, many people might be in relationships where other people are making fun of their feelings, making fun of them. Maybe saying, oh, you take things so seriously, or you're always, you know, always wearing your feelings on your sleeve, or I was just kidding, why are you taking it so harshly? And then what about independence of action? Allowed to do what you want to do. Do things for yourself that you want to do. Connect with folks. Have that life that you want without somebody telling you what to do all the time. The independence is a really great value. I think it's something to really think about when we value things. Another thing that I value is unconditional love. I found that it's one of the hardest things for people to give because it's one of the hardest things that they can give to themselves. It's not until somebody understands how to unconditionally love themselves can they actually move forward and can they actually love other people in their life unconditionally. Many of us realize that we might have been raised in a conditional love environment, and we were raised conditionally by parent dynamic. And many people were raised conditionally by parent dynamic because their parents were raised in a conditional loving dynamic, being that you were loved and you got love as long as you did X, Y, Z. And I know that many of you might understand that. And so it's a cycle. It's a trickle-down situation where this happened to them, and then they passed it on, and then they passed it on. And at some point in time, we have to change that and implement a new way of life, that new chapter. And that's what we're talking about in today's show, because it's so important to be able to have that in our life. It's so important to be able to move that needle forward and change the past and make it ever better than it ever was. And I think that unconditional love is an amazing value, because when you actually love yourself unconditionally, it means that you have seen yourself, you are mindful, you are self-aware, you are not condemning of others, you are not condemning of yourself, you work to be better than you were yesterday, you don't hide behind principles to judge other people. Remember, unconditional love is, you know, what we're giving and what we're getting. So if we're giving out hate, or we're giving out anger, or we're giving out jealousy, or whatever we're doing, we're bringing that right back to us. And it's like, you know, unconditional love means, you know, I might not like what somebody's doing, but I'm going to still send some love. I might not respect what somebody's doing, but I'm still going to send unconditional love to them, because they're another person on this planet, another animal, another being on this planet, and that's just that. And it took a long time for me to understand that concept of unconditional love and be able to use it, because, you know, just like many of us, we were not raised around that. But also, a lot of times, too, we don't realize what that really means. Unconditional love, to some of us, we think, oh, well, we have to accept everything that somebody does to us. That's not at all the truth. Unconditional love is being able to say, okay, this happened. Even though I don't like what this person did, or I didn't respect what this person did, I can still unconditionally love them. Or I might not sign off on everything they're doing, but at the same point, I really do care. Okay. So when we go back to the concept of value, so V is our first letter in value, and it stands for values. And I gave a couple of examples, right, that are good. So independence, and that means independence of thought, action, emotion, right? Also, you know, the concept of unconditional love, to me, is a major value that has to be acquired in life and lived by. And so let me give you an example. When we live by our values, we don't allow the antithesis to happen. So let's say, like, you have somebody in your life that's living by conditional love, meaning that they're very conditional with you, and they're only going to give love to you based on what you did for them lately, or what you have or have not done. Now, is that going to be allowed in your life? Are you going to speak up and express your feelings on this? Because being that that's based on a value of yours, we're going to have to look into that and address that properly. We're going to have to address that properly. And some of us are going to have to do a little cleaning of house. Some of us are going to have to do some emotional distancing, because you might have folks that are old friends of yours or family that you can't or don't necessarily want to completely cut out of your life, but you need to cut out the impact that they're having on your day-to-day life. You need to be able to put some distance between that, because it's not becoming healthy. It's not a healthy thing for you. It's actually very adversely unhealthy for you. Okay? So I want you to think about those values right now, being that it's our new you, it's our new chapter, you know, it's our new time. We have a new 8,760 hours to go. We have a new 525,600 minutes to go. Let's focus on this and really make something out of that, and be able to see what those values are. So ask yourself that question. Get out a little notebook. Get out a journal. Start writing down some stuff. Make this about you. This is what self-care is. And self-care isn't about going to the spa every day or going to the gym. Yes, that is self-care as well. But self-care is also doing the due diligence to understand yourself clearly and honestly. And in order to do that, we have to really do some of that work of really encouraging ourselves to understand, encouraging ourselves to ask those questions, go that extra mile. So what are some of those values that you stand for or want to stand for? What are some of those values in your life that you have implemented and some that you want to add? Now, one of the things that I really want you to focus on is not really bringing past. I don't want you to really focus on past stuff, like things that you were taught. Things that we were taught have their place. Things that we were taught don't have their place. So we need to really think about that. What really has value? What directly impacts me? What are the things that I stand for? Okay. And these are very independent, individual questions that I'm asking you. This is not a group discussion. This is not to ask other people what they think. This is just about you. Okay. Just about you on your own, thinking for yourself, deciding what you want to talk about and think about, and deciding how you want to live that life, because out of our values comes our boundaries. Okay. And that's very important for us to understand. The next part of the value that we're bringing into our life is awareness, self-awareness. One of the things that many people lack, okay? They lack it. They see other people's problems. They see other people's issues. They see other people's shortcomings, but they don't see their own. And usually these same folks are very hypercritical on anything that anybody else does. And they don't often change their ways or even see that they're doing anything that hurts anybody else or, you know, anything basically based on what they see of other people, right? So it's really challenging. And so one of the things that we need to figure out is how to have self-awareness. And many of you that listen to my show are ultra self-aware and work on that on a day-to-day basis. Some of us, we might need to get more self-awareness, and some of us may be interacting with people in our life that have little or no self-awareness, that might bring us down on a constant basis, that are constantly questioning us, okay, or wondering where we're coming from, or not understanding exactly who we are or what we stand for. I hear from several clients on a daily basis. They don't get me. They don't understand. They don't understand what I stand for, constantly asking me questions, nagging. You know, and there I find myself defending myself over and over again to this person, but it's almost like they don't even realize who I am, because if they did, they wouldn't be asking me these questions, because they would realize from where I come from. It's so true. It's so true. And it's like once people understand who they are, it's easier to understand who other people are. Once we're able to be self-aware in our own life, we begin to understand where other people are at. But self-awareness is so critical to understand our value, to understand the things that we do well, to understand the things that we need to work on. Self-awareness is a blessing. And being able to have that self-awareness and understanding where we come from and why we do what we do, why something triggers us, why something angered us, our feelings at the core, why we feel a certain way. And it's so powerful. The understanding of ourself, being aware of the reasons why we do things, is so powerful. It's so eye-opening, and it helps us to create the reality that we're looking for. It helps us to understand why we do what we do, and it helps us to understand how to change the programming, how to change that cycle pattern that's no longer working for us. And I know that many folks out there are like, hey, I keep finding myself in these same types of relationships, and I keep getting hurt, and I keep finding these toxic relationships where things don't seem to be working out, and it seems to be finding the same types of personality traits, and I don't know why that is. Well, what it is that cycle that we have to understand, and in order to understand that cycle properly, we have to get to the root cause of why we keep choosing it. We want to get to the root cause to understand, why do I choose this in my life, and why do I keep choosing this? Why do I have this blind spot for this? Because the blind spot is huge, because guess what? It started at an early time. When we're used to something, we're accustomed to something at the very beginning, at a very young age, we see that as normal. We see that as all the time consistent. We don't realize that there's something different, or we need to see it from a different angle, or understanding, or augment it. And so I hope today's show really connects with you. I hope that you're able to share this with your family and friends. And if you want to watch some of the video content that I create and our team creates, go to YouTube. And just look up Ashley Burgess. Just go there, search Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, and you'll find new video content every week. Stay tuned. Got a great show for you coming up here. We're talking about new years, new chapters, a new you, and you creating that value within you. It's all about value. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's passed away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm giving value. I'm helping you find that value. And when I mean by value, I mean V-A-L-U-E. Values, awareness, love, and expression. Yes, I work on this. I work on this. And this is very important because values is based on our values that we stand for, the values that define us, the values that help us to understand our boundaries, the values that help us understand who we are at the core of our being, what we stand for, and that helps us understand. Those values help us understand those boundaries that we live by when somebody crosses. For example, back in the first part of today's show, I was talking about values and examples of values. And one of the examples I gave you was independence of thought, independence of emotion, independence of action. And when somebody gets in the way of trying to tell you what to do or what you can and can't do, or mocking you for your emotions or mocking you for your feelings, that's a boundary issue, right? That's somebody going against your values, crossing that boundary. And what we do next is very important, because if we continue to allow this person to cross our boundaries and walk all over us, right, we're allowing them to take control. We're allowing ourselves to lose our identity. We're allowing that person to be in charge of us. And I don't see that to be any sort of valuable right there, because when somebody else is in charge of us, we've lost our identity, or perhaps we didn't have it in the first place. And so in order to get that identity and to work to grow that strength, we've got to create this value mantra separately from other people, live by it, work by it. When somebody breaks that, we have to hold accountability, or we have some emotional distance, or we kind of push ourselves away from that person over time to go find other people that we can really connect with our same values, right? If you're in a group of people that you all respect one another and you allow people to do what they do and you allow people to feel how they feel and you're not making fun of that, that is a group that's really helping each other. You might have questions, you might offer advice, but at the core, you respect that person for being that person and living in their skin and being who they are. Now, if you come across somebody that doesn't respect that or doesn't respect you, being able to have that boundary and not being scared to stand up for that or step back from that and say, hey, that's not good. I disagree with what you just said. I'm not going to accept that reality in my life, you know. And sometimes there has to be like these consequences. And sometimes the consequence, honestly, is just you leaving that type of relationship or you taking some distance and moving forward in your life. That's very powerful stuff. You know, actions speak louder than words. And sometimes when we just leave a situation and walk out cold, and then I'm not saying to do that right now, but I'm saying over time, maybe distancing yourself from someone. You know, if it's a friend that you've had for a long time or a distant family member, being able to do that over time and distancing yourself, it can be more challenging when it's a parent, right? It can be more challenging when it's a sibling. It can be very challenging if it's somebody you're married to, right? Or somebody you're in a relationship with. We got to think about this, but there's different levels of understanding. There's also communication and saying, hey, this is how I feel. And if that person's able to accept that communication, now some people will accept the communication with you, and some people will have that conversation with you, and other people won't. And you have to give it time, and you have to push the envelope so that you don't have any regret. Because remember, if we don't push the envelope and we don't get that person to kind of just see over time what we're thinking, we will have guilt that we didn't say enough or do enough to try to save the relationship. But I think there comes a time where you're hitting your head against the wall, and it's like, over a time, you finally have to say, okay, will I respect myself enough to let this go and begin to find other relationships eventually where people kind of, we have similar like-minded values that we can understand that we're both self-aware. And that's one of the biggest things. When I talk about the self-awareness, the A in value, it's so important because it takes two people in a relationship to be self-aware of themselves in order to be in a relationship and communicate together, have communication, understand one another. And we're constantly being more and more aware of ourselves. And it takes time to develop that awareness because each and every day, as we're more and more mindful, we develop more and more self-awareness about ourselves, our actions, our choices, what we choose, all those things that go into us better understanding ourselves and better understanding our relationships. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in this time, two shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work, connect with art lovers, sell your work, and give back all in one place. ArtForYourCause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to ArtForYourCause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure and you can get recognition. Go to ArtForYourCause.com/Ashley. That's ArtForYourCause.com/Ashley and start your journey today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is reportedly planning today to evacuate the embassy in Ukraine, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning a Russian invasion of Ukraine is now looking more and more imminent.
We don't know whether President Putin has made that decision. But we do know that he has put in place the capacity to act on very short notice.
The Pentagon announcing yesterday another 3,000 U.S. combat troops are going to Poland, joining 1,700 already assembling there as a demonstration of American commitment to NATO allies who are worried at the prospect of Russia invading Ukraine. Dozens of demonstrators still protesting at a busy border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. Canadian truckers still protesting Canada's new rule requiring them to be fully vaccinated when crossing the U.S. border. And this is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Jake Busing, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about value, giving yourself value. And I came up with this concept. I'm pleased with this, that value stands for values, awareness, love, understanding, and expression. V-A-L-U-E. And, you know, it's a new time of year. We're coming up on a new year. And this is all evergreen content here. But coming up on a new year could be coming up in the middle of the year, in February, in March, in July. It's always a new year. It's always a new time, right? It's always new. Just depends on the way we look at it. It's all about mindfulness, being aware, being super aware of our life, right? And so it's every day is a new day. Every hour is a new hour, right? Every month is a new month. Every year is a new year. And so right before the break, I was talking about self-awareness and how important self-awareness is for us to not only understand ourselves, but understand how we fit into our relationships and being able to see some of the blind spots that we might not be aware of, right? Because there's a lot of things in our life, like the way that we handle ourselves, the way that we deal with stress, our trauma responses, how we deal with these various things. We begin to learn more and more and more about ourselves in a powerful way. And the more that we develop about ourselves, the more we can understand how we exist in relationships, how other people see us, how people interpret our stuff, how people interpret what we say, how they interpret how we are, how we interpret how they are, how we can understand them. If we're able to listen to people and be able to not have the broken record going in our head where we're changing what someone else is saying, and they're not even saying that, what we're believing something else that's happening totally because we're living in our mind. Being able to understand when our mind is chattering, being able to slow down that chatter, being able to be aware that we're having that chatter, right? That's self-awareness. Okay, hey, I wake up in the morning and my brain's going a million miles an hour. I need to be aware of that self-chatter. I have a lot of chatter that's going on, and I need to be aware of that so I can slow that down and be able to process my thoughts, check out the thoughts that are working, check out the thoughts that I'm need to probably do some investigation on. Understand my triggers. When somebody does something to me, why is this triggering me? Why does it hurt my feelings? Why does when that happened to me, I get angry? Why does when that happened to me, I shut down? Why does when that happened to me, I want to run away? All of these are very important facets of the human dynamic to understand. And if we don't take time to understand ourselves, nobody else will. Nobody else will. So it's so valuable. It's so powerful. And so that's what I really want us to look at today. The next piece of value is love. Unconditional love. I couldn't use a U. I only had one option on a U. We had to use the other U, so we have another U. But unconditional love, right? And unconditional love is so powerful. And I spoke a little bit about it in the first segment of today's show. But when I finally grasped unconditional love, I realized that I had to get it. I had to understand it myself first. Then I had to figure out how to work it into my life and how to create that for myself, which means that I had to get rid of self-loathing and self-anger and resentment and grief and guilt and all that great stuff. I had to begin to see the things that I bring to the table. I had to begin to see myself in a way that I hadn't seen myself. I had to, like, actually embrace myself and accept myself and work on all those pieces of myself. And it took time. It took a lot of time. But you know what? It was worth it. Every day I work on that. But I'm able to have that unconditional love. When I work with clients, I don't have judgment on anything they're doing. I mean, because guess what? We've all been through something like that. And if we haven't, we can still have the compassion to understand somebody going through it, somebody going through the pain, somebody going through these changes in life, some people making choices, right? And then wishing they had made different choices, and then making different choices, and then going through the guilt of those changes of choices, right? And and I always find it so valuable because the human condition is so interesting, and I get to work with so many great clients. It's so awesome, and it's fascinating to be able to walk with them through their life and journey through their life, making these incremental changes that are so powerful, having those epiphany moments, those awakening moments that are so life-changing together. The unconditional love piece is so great because when you unconditionally love yourself, all of a sudden you can unconditionally love other people in your life. All of a sudden you can begin to unconditionally love other people and you can love everybody unconditionally, okay? And it's great because you can still send love. You might not respect what they're doing. You might not accept some of the choices they made, but you can still send them unconditional love, not hate, not anger, not vengeance. Right? It's like a lot of times there's a tendency of judging the other person, not seeing our own stuff that we need to focus on, and then hiding behind that. And what I've realized is that what we judge about others, we have to eventually understand within ourselves. So what I figured is that when we find somebody judgmental, for example, and we hate on that judgment, I hate that person for their judgment. Well, a lot of times it's because somewhere within us, we are being judgmental, okay? We are judging whether it's other people or ourselves, right? We haven't really unlocked that to see that situation, right? There's so many different things here. It's like, it's interesting too how sometimes people can hate on things that they used to be, right? People can loathe on things that they used to do. Right? And they haven't really gotten past that. They haven't been able to walk past that and overcome that. right? That's so powerful. They haven't been able to overcome that. It's almost like being able to, like when somebody quits smoking and you have somebody that just can't be around anybody that smokes and they're so irritated about it and they can't stand it. And, oh, my God. And they're yelling at the manager of the restaurant to move them or anything. They're kind of, you know, they're yelling at people that are smoking. They're making their comments. But then the person that has quit and is over cigarette smoking, they can be around it. It doesn't upset them. They're not angry with people smoking. They're not making judgment calls. They're not making fun of people because they've gotten over it. They've accepted it. They let it go. It's no longer a part of their life, right? And so it's not something in their tractor beam light, right? It's not something that they're like super focused on because they're over it. And they don't judge other people that are smoking because they did smoke at one time. It wasn't that big of a deal. But apply that concept to everything. Apply it to everything in your life. It's like we have to get over the judgment. The judgment is what gets in the way of the unconditional love. I mean, you don't have to accept everything. And I don't want to go into everything, but there's certain things that are, you know, deplorable, you know, that we, you know, people that hurt the elderly or, you know, or physically abuse and hurt, you know, sexually abuse and children and that sort of thing. We're not talking about that. What we're talking about is mostly the judgment of what we judge other people about, the way they dress, how they act, the drinking that they do, the smoking they do, the activities that they do, the gambling, the sex, all this stuff that we judge people on. And it's like, at what point in time do we finally let that go? And I found that when we accept ourselves and we work to be the best version that we can be of ourselves, and we do that every day, we begin to whittle down judgment because we've stopped negatively judging ourselves and trying to work inwardly to make each integral piece of our life begin to work together. And because we realize all that we have to go through to get there, when we see other people that are dealing with life changes, when we see other people that are going through the stress of life, when we see other people that are having to go through the muck and yuck of it, when we see other people that are dealing with the stressors and the pain and the sorrow and the sadness that we once went through, we have compassion instead of hate. We have compassion instead of judgment. Right? Because we see it. We're not so far gone that, oh, well, I'm better than now. I'm higher than now. I mean, you know, I don't do anything. You know, it's like, well, no, like, we need to be like, you know, really in a healthy way, right? We need to think healthy. Okay, I might be healthier today, but it's okay that this person's going through that because they're a human being and they're going through the trials and tribulations. And who am I to judge them on those tribulations? I can send love. I might not want to be around that person 24/7. I might not want to hang out with them all the time. But at the same time, I can send love and compassion. The next that I want to talk about is, you know, we have values for V, awareness for A, L for love, and U for understanding. Okay, understanding. Understanding ourselves and understanding others and where people are coming from and allowing people to express themselves. Allowing people to express themselves and allowing people to have their own feelings and thoughts, but also being able to listen, not yell, not be in anger, and hear them. And you can have questions. I mean, questions are a good thing, but I'm not talking about rapid-fire questions where the person's completely being grilled. But I'm saying having questions that are interesting, listening and understanding that person. When we understand someone, we actually took the time to get to understand them. We took the time to ask them the questions that mean something. We took the time to not just judge them based on what we think we see or what we think we know or the picture we see on social media or what we heard them say or what the gossip was the other day. It's about really understanding. It's about, I have taken the time to try to understand this human being and I work at it on a daily basis to try to understand that person. It's not really even about trying. It's about doing. How many people do you spend time with that really understand you? And how many people that you spend time with do you really understand? And that's a very good question. How many people can you communicate with? How many people can you talk to? How many people really get you? And how many people do you really get? And that's something you really need to think about because it's not all about us. It's also about what we're doing for other people. Are we putting ourselves out there? Are we helping them? Are we being able to be a conduit to being a good steward, to being somebody that listens and helps and gives good advice and connects people? A big thing, too, is like listening enough to connect somebody to help them, right? It's been a challenging time for a lot of us, right? Financially, physically, emotionally, and mentally, it's been a challenging time. And if you can help somebody with something that they need because you're aware and you're awakened to what needs to be done and you overheard somebody said something the other day and you can connect that person and you can be a great connector and help, that's fabulous. But the only way you can do that is by actually understanding what that person's needs are. And the only way you understand someone else's needs is if you listen. It's about listening. And I know that you might be saying, yeah, I do that a lot, but you know what? It seems like a lot of people around me don't do that with me, and it feels like I feel like nobody understands me. And if that's the case, we need to start looking for other folks to hang out with. And I'm not talking about totally getting rid of everybody that you hang out with and cleaning house, but we need to start looking at what is it that they're not understanding. Are we not projecting ourselves or making ourselves clear? And if they're not listening or they don't want to hear what you have to say or they're not interested in it, then that's something that we really need to look at. That's something we need to focus on to create a healthier environment for you. Remember, this is about you, creating a healthier environment for you, that value. And I want you to also understand you. So it's not just about understanding others. It's about understanding yourself. When was the last time you took time to really get to know yourself? When was the last time that you spent time on your own and wasn't trying to understand other people? A lot of times we get challenged because we're constantly being social, asking other people questions and getting to know them. But what work have you done to maximize your time here to get to know yourself? Very good question. And I want you to think about that. I mean, have you really perused the idea of values? Have you perused what you stand for? Have you looked at self-awareness and looked at all the dimensions of yourself? Because a lot of times we don't see all the sides of ourselves. We see the sides that we choose to see, good, bad, and indifferent. Sometimes we made assumptions on what we stand for. Sometimes we made assumptions on what we stand for because we base it on what our parents stood for. And these things are all archaic and things that need to be changed. I mean, there might be some values that your parents instill with you that you keep with you that really mean something. And there might be some stuff that's getting in the way. There might be some stuff that's actually antithetical to what you believe in, and it's causing chaos in your life. For example, if you were raised a certain religion and you don't necessarily agree with that religion anymore and you've changed religions or you've gotten spiritual or you've whatever that looks like, if you're still stuck in that mindset and you feel bad about, you know, maybe possibly dating someone outside of that religion and feeling bad about the impact of that, we need to get right with that because that can be antithetical to your values and it can be antithetical to your happiness. And when I say that, I mean, you know, a lot of people will go through different religions and belief system and really start looking and believing and thinking, what really suits me? You know, if you believe in this or that and really understanding it, it's very personal for everybody. It's very personal for everybody, and everybody has the right to that, the right to believe in their and what they believe in. And, you know, and I find this very important, but I think we need to understand what are those beliefs that you have? What is that cornerstone within you that radiates out? And the last word in value is E, and is expression. I want you to be able to honestly, positively, or neutrally express yourself. I want you to be able to express yourself in a safe, positive, or neutral way. When somebody angers you or upsets you, I want you to come from a place of power. I want you to come from a place of solitude. I want you to come from a place of expression in a safe way, but also an expression in a real way of actually saying, you know, hey, this is how I'm feeling. And not doing it in a negative way or in a yelling way, but in a place of neutrality where it's like, this is how I feel. And how do you feel? Let me know more about how you feel and where do we stand together? And is there something I can augment to make things easier or vice versa? These are very powerful concepts. And I know that this is at the right time because here we go. We got a new year. Let's have some fun with it. Let's look at it as our new huge chapter to really jump in and dive into. I'm looking forward to it. I got one more segment left, so don't change the channel. Don't change it right yet. Not yet. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about value. Values, awareness, love, understanding, and expression. I want to give you this value. I want you to value this throughout this new year and throughout every year and every day and every month and every hour. It's a big deal. Having those values that you stand for, recognizing and having that self-awareness and seeing all sides of yourself and working at it on a day-to-day basis, catching triggers, catching frustration or angers or anything that's happening to you and understand, where is this coming from? Why did I get triggered to be upset? Why did I get triggered to act that way? Or why did that person, when they talked to me like that, why wasn't I unable to speak? Why didn't I not defend myself? Or when that person did that, why did I fight back? Or why did I yell? What was the intention of that? And what was I trying to get out of that? But why did I feel compelled to do that? All of these are amazing questions to ask yourself. And this is what I work with my clients on a daily basis. We walk through all this so they can understand themselves very clearly so that other people don't trigger them, right? Because the whole concept of self-awareness, if I'm self-aware, I understand myself. If I'm self-aware, I'm aware of what's happening around me. I'm aware of what other people are doing, and I can understand and address that. And it's not coming out of the blue when someone does something. You know, love, unconditional love, being able to unconditional love yourself and radiate that outward. Once we have unconditional love for ourselves, we don't hate, We don't have resentment. I mean, people can do you wrong, right? And you can get upset with that initially, but we eventually let it go and we move on, right? It's just, it's a lot easier way of life, even though sometimes you feel like you're taking the high ground. But over time, you realize that folks that do things to other people that are nasty are doing that because they don't have unconditional love, because they do self-loathe. Maybe because they don't have that human emotion condition where there's not that feeling of being an empath or caring, and they don't have that. But I think a lot of times people are acting out to get attention, wanting attention that way. And it happens. And so when we're able to understand that unconditional love is so important, there's also some relationships that we might have in our life that we need to make some changes to. There might even be a relationship in your life that you need to let go of completely. And move on and find the ability to do that, because it might be taking from your self-esteem. It might be taking away from your values. This person might not probably unconditionally love you. They certainly probably don't understand you. And that's the next letter, U, understanding. You know, it's hard enough sometimes to be understood, but when you hope to pray that the people that you spend the most time with actually understand you and understand why you do what you do. And see it, and you're not having to explain yourself, or, you know, so you're blue in the face and they still don't understand, and they're still in argument, and it's a circular argument and nothing's figured out, and there's still another argument. Here we go again. I'm still explaining myself. They still don't believe me. Okay, here I am again. I'm explaining myself. They still don't believe me. Okay, the argument stopped, but guess what? The very next day, the argument started back up again. And we have to begin to look at that as, how long are we going to stay in a relationship, a friendship or a marriage or a romantic relationship or a work relationship where the other person doesn't understand us or doesn't want to understand us or doesn't want to accept our reality? And it could be many reasons why they don't, right? It could be the thoughts in their head. It could be the belief system they have. It could also be what they want or what they don't want. It could also be direct self-sabotage of them sabotaging the relationship, you know, wanting to hear the worst. There's all many different levels here, but we can't get in their psyche to change things. All we can do is express ourselves in a healthy way, try to help the other person understand us, and try to get some clarity and move forward, and try to get some understanding, right? Try to be able to understand one another and help one another. And that's so powerful. And once we find folks that we can do that with, we found a powerhouse of people we want to spend time with. Last but not least is expression. Being able to express ourselves, being able to be around other people who can express themselves in a positive and neutral way, in a healthy way. And we can actually interact with each other, understand one another, love on one another. And so I want this for you. I want this value for you for every day, all day, for the rest of your life. And I care about you. And I put a lot of work and thought into this because I do care. And I want this for you. And I know you want this for you too. And so as we work on this and we capitalize and we become better than we were yesterday, I'm so proud of everything that you've gone through. I'm so proud of the work that you're doing. I'm so proud for you. And thank you so much for listening to the show. Check out the YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, put in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. If you want to connect with me, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. You can reach out or you can set up a coaching session right there online. Or you can go to the contact page and ask me a question, and I'll get back to you ASAP. Have a wonderful day. We're going to have a wonderful month. We're going to have a wonderful year. And this is going to be a great one. Here's to a new chapter. Tune in next week and live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, you know it. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy. Our right to own firearms. Our right to trial by jury.
Our right to be free, to live our own lives, without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms. freedoms are inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.